The rhythmic sound of cumbias goes hand in hand with the colorful tropical decor of the Latin Palace, a two-story nightclub in Baltimore's Phelps Point neighborhood. Enrique Rivadeneira is the club's owner. He immigrated to Baltimore from South America over 20 years ago. In that time, he's seen periods of racial tension come and go.
Lo que sucedía hace muchos años atrás está regresando nuevamente a...
What happened many years ago is returning again. Those things that we thought had, to a point, ended, that period of time. Now again, we see that something is out of balance with regards to the treatment that business owners and people of our culture receive.
Rivadeneira has been following local news about tensions among Latino immigrants and African Americans in Baltimore area high schools. The tensions have parents, school administrators, and city officials worried. Latino immigrant parents say their children are constant victims of assaults and robberies allegedly committed by African Americans. Anabel Dominguez is a Mexican immigrant whose son attends a high school in Baltimore.
They steal their cell phones, their money. They wait for them outside of the schools and they are assaulted. Finally, some Latino students had had enough and set up a confrontation to fight them. The school called the police.
Assaults against Latino immigrant students in Baltimore eventually led to the death of 15-year-old Oscar Torres in late May. Vigils were held by community members and activist organizations calling for an end to the violence. One organization that is attempting to bridge the divide between the two communities is Casa de Maryland, an immigrant advocacy organization. Casa community activist Zoraida Moreira-Smith says separation created by language barriers and cultural differences have contributed to the tensions in Baltimore, even though both groups share similar socioeconomic conditions.
I grew up in South Carolina, and I've lived in New Jersey, and now I live in Maryland, and each state has their own issues, and you do see the separations between the communities, but I do see that there is a trend towards uniting the communities more and more and more, especially when you see top organizations like Casa de Maryland joining other organizations, other African-American organizations in unity, coming out together, saying we need to work together.
One of the ways CASA is working to unite the Latino immigrant and local African American communities is with a program called Black Love, Brown Pride, which highlights the group's shared circumstances while celebrating the diversity in their cultures.
I don't know too much about the Latino community myself. You know?
Keisha Smith, no relation to Moreira Smith, is an African American parent whose son, Derek, attends high school in Baltimore and participates in the Black Love, Brown Pride meetings.
It's been great, actually. Derek has learned a lot about the different culture, the foods, and he talks about it when he gets home. He has nothing but positive things to say. I stood behind him 100% when he decided to go to Digital Harbor and rally with some of the parents and students about what the things that were going on down there. So his group actually passed out positive T-shirts with Brown Hope and Pride and stuff like that, and some parents. So, you know, he's a rebel. I love it.
Two youth African-American groups have joined CASA to help forge good relationships between immigrant youth and the Black community. Moreira Smith of CASA says that across the country, racial tensions between new immigrants and other groups is a real issue, which can be overcome by focusing on shared interests and creating a common ground through dialogue.
You know, as our youth are starting to grow up here and really being united and combined with all the communities, you do see them working together to deal with these bigger issues around violence, around housing, around families and children, because they realize, like, we're no different from each other. We're one community, and there's no reason to be separated.
Since the tension started, police presence at the high school has increased, and school administrators have held meetings with parents and students to de-escalate the situation. The school is also hiring more English as a second language teachers to better serve immigrant students.
The jobs are so limited. There's an animosity that has developed between the African American and the Latino community to some degree.
Reverend Courtly C.D. Witherspoon is the president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. He says the violence stems from a buildup of frustrations over the lack of opportunities in the city for low-income people of all races.
But the reality is that City Hall is giving big tax breaks to developers, and job creation is not happening. And interestingly enough, that's an issue where African Americans and Latinos could work together side by side.
Members of Casa de Maryland have said that the new mayor of Baltimore, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, an African American, has taken a profound interest on the issue. However, concrete steps or an articulated plan to address the racial tensions have yet to materialize. Dolores M. Bernal, FSRN, Baltimore.